Welcome to the Seeds of Truth, and a pleasant good morning to each listener. It's good to have you in the audience, and it's my continued prayer and my hope that each one continues to open your Bible and examine the things which you hear being taught over this station, as well as what you hear from the pulpits across the land. God's Word warns us against those who would teach false doctrines. Listen to the Apostle Peter. But there arose false prophets also among the people, as among you also there shall be false teachers, who shall privily bring in destructive heresies, denying even the master that bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction, and many shall follow their lascivious doings, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and in covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. 2 Peter 2:1-3. And this warning is still needed today because there are so many false teachers continuing to teach false doctrines, and so each one must examine what is taught. The Word of God, the book we call the Bible, is the standard by which we measure all teachings. Do not, my friends, accept something just because someone says it. Be sure that whatever you accept is based upon God's revealed truths. And one doctrine that continues to be taught by a few preachers is that there is only one person in the Godhead. By that they teach that Jesus Christ and God the Father and the Holy Spirit are but one person, one entity, one individual. They teach that Jesus Christ is but a manifestation of the Father. And I believe that the Scriptures teach that there are three separate persons in the Godhead: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. By this I mean that the Father is not the Son, neither is he the Holy Spirit. The Son is not the Father, neither is he the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are three separate existing individuals. Now, I'm not saying there are three gods. The Bible clearly teaches that there's one God. Over in Deuteronomy 6:4, "Hear, O Israel, Jehovah our God is one God." How is it that there is one God, but yet three persons in the Godhead? And please stay with me for a few minutes and we shall see. Your speaker today is Robert Swain. Please notice this question: can two persons or two people be one? Listen to the prayer of Jesus in John 17:20-21. "Neither for these only do I pray, but for them also that believe on me through their word, that they may all be one, even as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou didst send me." Question: can two people, can 10 people be one? Of course they can. Jesus so prayed that those who believe on him might be one, not one person, but one in aim, one in desires, one in purpose, one in plan, one in agreement, one in words. Somewhat similar to Matthew 19:5, when Jesus said that the husband and wife should be one. Now, obviously, husband and wife do not become one person, but they do become one. They are not one entity. They are still two, but they are one in aim, in plans, and in desires. Jesus said that believers should be one. Is that possible? Of course. Jesus prayed for it. As believers are still different persons, so are the Father and the Son different persons. Often we speak of the team. It may be a football team, a basketball team, a baseball team. We call them one because they all have the same goals, the same desires. They all want to win the contest. Now, they are not one person, but many. But they are one team, and so it is with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one in aim, in desires, in plans, in agreement, in purposes, and yet they are three distinct persons, three distinct entities. And this we shall see as we proceed further in this study. Now back to John 17. I'm going to read verses 21 and 22, and please pay close attention here. "That they all may be one,